Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The subject that I want to focus on today is milk. We've been reading about how many dairy farms have sold their cows and closed their barns. We can only hope that the new USMCA on trade will help our dairy sales to Canada. But I found some information in the Wall Street Journal about milk that is very interesting. In the last 4 years, milk sales have fallen by 300 million gallons. So what's going on? Well, Coca-Cola and Producers Dairy, they joined together to create Fair Life, a company pioneering the sale of ultra-filtered milk, which has 50% more protein and 50% less sugar than regular milk. In 5 years, their sales jumped from zero to $450 million. Other dairy companies are jumping in the market trying to catch up. Ultra-filtered milk sales are up 30% in the last year. The product has 8 grams of sugar and 13 grams of protein per serving. Regular milk has 12 grams of sugar and 8 grams of protein. Customers want more protein and less sugar. And they don't care much about the level of fat. Whole fat milk sales are up 2.5% in the last year. But non-fat and reduced fat sales are down 4.4%. Consumers' tastes are changing. I think customers are always looking for something different. The ultra-filtered milk is not cheap. It costs about twice as much as regular milk. The ultra-filtration removes the sugar found in regular milk. Certainly the dairy industry is concerned about competition from plant-based products that use names like almond milk and so forth. Regular milk sales have been falling by a little over 100 million gallons per year, but plant-based milk has been coming up about 20 million per year. You can see that plant-based milk is not our only problem. The dairy industry has its challenges, but if we can be creative, maybe that can give us a lift. One other subject, impeachment. President Trump is not going to be impeached. He continues to take actions that lift our economy and create jobs. While Democrats waste all the time on impeachment, if they don't like him or his politics, there is an election in about 9 months. And I am John Block from Washington.